as you know, the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today, and we walk with Him by saying words. If you're not saying God's words, you're not walking with God. God who? God the Holy Ghost. It's just the way it is. This is the dispensation. What dispensation are we in? Well, they're in the Holy Ghost dispensation. How do we get to the Holy Ghost dispensation? Because Jesus came into the earth, He said after He did what He was going to do, He was going to depart and be at the right hand of the Father, which is where He's at today, and then He's going to send an another. Who's the another that He sent? The Holy Ghost. Is that where we are today? Yes. So we're in the earth today. Who else is in the earth today? Jesus? No, the Holy Ghost is in the earth. So we walk with God. If you want to walk with God, it's got to be with the Holy Ghost, because He's the only God in the earth, right? So, and then we need to learn how to walk with Him. Well, Amos 3:3, we'll probably go there a little bit later, says, can two, say two, two walk together except they be agreed? No. And agreement means to say the same thing. So let's look at here, now that we know where we're at. What do you mean where we're at? Where we're at in our day, in our dispensation. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Are you there?
Yes.
And let's see, verse 16. And what agreement hath the temple of God? Say the temple of God.
The temple of God.
Well, who's the temple of God?
We are
the temple of God. How did that happen? Same way. Jesus paid the price for you to be cleaned up to become the temple of God. Is that right? Right. So we're the temple of God. You are the temple of the living God. Let's begin at the beginning of verse 16 again. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. Who is the living God? It would have to be the Holy Ghost, because He's the one that came into the earth. He's the one that comes in and dwells in you.
Yes.
Right? So you are the temple of the Holy Ghost, who is the living God. Are you seeing this? For you are the temple of the living God, as God hath said. And many times, and a lot of people, preachers would talk about this, that if you, the punctuations didn't exist in the Greek, and so we put these punctuations in here that kind of make it say something that it really wasn't saying. And then it implies a whole different flavor of the verse, where if you just read what it says, you are the temple of the living God, as God hath said. And the word as is very interesting. You get into this, you start looking up words. As means as much as, or to the degree as, or in accordance with, according to. So you are the temple of God according to, or in agreement with, or as much as God hath said. So there's also other meanings of this word, and we'll get into that in a minute. So you are only the temple of the living God, and I know people would like to argue with me on this, but in the earth you are only the temple or the manifestation of the living God when you are in agreement, say agreement, with what God has said, or as God has said. You know, the temple, you'd say the temple of God in the earth would be the manifestation of God in the earth, the representation of God in the earth. Well, if you say, well, healing's passed away, nobody gets healed anymore, then you can't be the temple of God manifest in the earth as God hath said in that area.
Yeah, but doesn't it, the Holy Ghost still dwells in you?
Yeah, but limitedly, you are keeping Him from being able to manifest Himself in His temple, which you are. So what becomes your part? Having to say as God hath said, right? He manifests in your life according to He has said. He is the, you are the, His temple in as much as He has said. Let me read this again. I want you to see it. Verse 16, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. And what agreement, say agreement,
agreement,
What does agreement mean? Saying the same things. We're in agreement. What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said. Let's take away all of those punctuations. For what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said. We have to be in agreement with God, not agreement with idols. We're agreeing by saying the same thing with God, the Holy Ghost, and that's as much as we are the temple. You get that? So if you walk around and you're confessing prosperity scriptures all the time, what manifestation of the temple are you going to be? Prosperity manifestations, right? How is that? Could there be different places in the temple? When you go into the temple, even in the Old Testament, you go into one room of the temple and it was just big giant open space. It was all the no, there are many different parts of the temple. There's many different facets of the Holy Ghost. And if you believe on him for healing, he will manifest himself as healing in his temple. Right?
Right.
Are you getting this at all? Because I just got blown away by this scripture this week. What agreement, meaning saying the same thing, has the temple of the living God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, or in agreement with what God has said, or in the measure as God has said. And it even, this word even means when and how. So you're the agreement when? You're the temple of the living God when? As God has said. You're the temple of the living God how? As God has said. Which to me means you're not really manifest as the temple. I guess esoterically we're all the temple of the living God, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about God in the earth today, as concretely as this podium here or as the shoes you're wearing, right? God in the earth manifest will only be as God has said, meaning you've got to be in agreement with what God has said. So Amos chapter 3, my Bible just kind of falls open there. Some people have a long time. I'll read it to you. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Can two, who are the two that we're talking about? Us and the Holy Ghost. That's two, right? Yeah. I went over this last week. Remember the algebraic equation I put up there?
Yes.
You had the Holy Ghost and you in the beginning, in the earth, walking in the earth in the Garden of Eden. Then sin was added to the equation. Well, we had to figure out a way to get rid of sin, so Jesus came in and he X'd out the sin, right?
Yeah.
Which left what?
Two.
Just two, you and the Holy Ghost again, as it was in the beginning. All right, can two walk together except they be agreed? What does agreed mean? To say the same thing. So how are the two gonna walk together, you and the Holy Ghost? It's got to be by saying the same thing. How, what about you as the temple of God? Is he going to manifest himself in your temple if you're not saying the same thing? No, because you're the temple as according as he said. So he's already said things. Now we need to say the same things, and that helps us to manifest as the temple. Are you getting this? Now sometimes it's helpful to see the opposite, which makes the positive come out a lot more clearly. And you know, a lot of times, especially in the Old Testament, you get a lot more opposite showing what it's not supposed to be like, right? Even the law, right? That was given so you could show you what it's not supposed to be like. So let's look at Malachi. Now Malachi is easy to find. You just go to the beginning of the New Testament where it says, you know, this is the New Testament. And you just turn back a page and you'll find Malachi. Malachi, let's look at chapter 2 and verse 17. We're going to be talking about the opposite of saying the same thing or walking with God in agreement and him being able to manifest himself as the temple. Malachi chapter 2 verse 17, you have wearied the Lord with your words. What did they weary the Lord with?
Their words.
Yet you say, wherein have we wearied him? When you say, everyone that doeth evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them. Is that saying the same thing that God says?
No,
it wearies him. It tires him out. It's the opposite of you being the temple according as he said. You're trying to be the temple according as he didn't say. It doesn't work that way, and you're not walking with God. Let's look over at verse chapter 3, Malachi chapter 3 and verse 13. Your words have been stout against me, says the Lord. Their words were stout against who? Him would be Holy Ghost in our day. If your words are against the Holy Ghost, that's the opposite of walking in agreement with God by saying the same thing. And that's the opposite of what the temple of God should be doing. And therefore, you're wearying God, you're against God. Now, let me ask you a question. Is it possible for a child of God to be manifest in the earth to be against God?
Yes.
With their word, absolutely. Every day they walk around, they're saying the wrong thing, the same thing. They're actually working against God. Is that going to be good for them?
No,
they got to be in agreement with God. All right, I hope you're getting this. Let's quickly look at Matthew. I'll give you another New Testament example. Yeah, but that was the Old Testament. Okay, let's go to the New Testament. The Holy Ghost is God in the earth today. You walk with him by speaking in agreement with his words. And he's able to manifest himself in his temple even as he hath said. If you're saying the opposite, you're wearying him, your words are against him, and he's not going to manifest himself. Who? The Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today. You want to know who's the number one hindrance to the Holy Ghost manifesting himself in the earth? That would be people's mouths. So what would the opposite of that be? If your mouth is the thing that's keeping God from manifesting in the earth, what would be the opposite of that? To have him manifest in the earth, having your mouth in agreement with him. Which, what is that? That's walking with God.
Amen.
Well, glory be to God forever. I hope you're getting this. What did I say, Matthew?
Yeah.
All right. God help me not to get caught up in this verse here, because there's so much in it. Matthew chapter 12. Let's look at verse 32. And whosoever speaks a word. What is a word? Is that two words?
No.
No. I mean, I guess you could go, okay, well, that's a string of words. You could qualify that. But it means you uttered something out your mouth. Right? A word. A thought. A something. Right? You muttered it. You spoke it. Whosoever. Well, what's whosoever mean? Whosoever meaneth me. You ever sing that song? Sure. And whosoever speaks a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaks against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world nor in. No, why in this world? Why would it be so important in this world? Because he's in this world. So if you're speaking he gets a word, right? So we have to, and I'm not going to get into a lot of, you read this verse of scripture and a lot of people get all weirded out over it. That's not my point of bringing this up. The point is, here's Jesus talking about speaking for or speaking against the Holy Ghost. He says, don't speak against him, because that's really gonna hinder you, right? Whosoever speaks against the Holy Ghost, right? Let's read down verse 35. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth evil things. Now, for you, having received the Holy Ghost, being the temple of the Holy Ghost, are you going to bring forth what? Good things? Good things. Well, how do these good things come out from the Holy Ghost? Now remember, in John, see, did I write that down? James chapter 1 verse 17 says, every good gift, every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no shadow of turning, right? What was the good gift that came down? The Holy Ghost. He contains all the other good gifts, right? So all of those things are in there, but people aren't speaking them out because they're speaking against the Holy Ghost. A good man out of the good treasure, which will be the Holy Ghost of his heart, brings forth good things. Do you see that? Say good things. Right? Evil man out of the, we aren't even gonna talk about that. Evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say unto you, verse 36, that every idle word shall men, that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy what? Thy words thou shalt be justified, or thy words thou shalt be condemned. What justifies you as the temple of the Holy Ghost? Your words, speaking in agreement with his words, and bringing forth things from him with what? Speaking his words. The Holy Ghost is God in the earth today. You walk with him by speaking, confessing, and saying in agreement with his words, right?
Right.
All right. Is this getting across? Good. Let's look at Timothy. 1 Timothy. Chapter 5. And why do you talk about this stuff all the time? You're always talking about saying words. Because there's two predominant messages that we've come to see here is the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today, right? And you walk with him by saying words. 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 17. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but what? In the living God. Who's the living God? Remember, we read that verse of scripture. You are the temple of the living God. Right? You're supposed to trust in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Do you see that? Who does this? The living God. Who is the living God? He's the Holy Ghost. Where is he? He's in you. You walk with him by saying words. You trust in his ability, his way of doing things, by walking in agreement, speaking in agreement. You trust in his ability and his way of doing things to bring to pass richly all things. How many things are all things? That's pretty much all things, right? What about healing? Well, if I walk with the Holy Ghost and I say his healing words, what will that bring healing to me? Yes. What about prosperity? Yes. What about all things? What about all things for your enjoyment? Another translation says, yes, all things. What things do you enjoy? Those things. All right. Trust in the living God who gives you richly all things. How? If we're talking about the Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today, how is it that he's going to bring us richly all things according to 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 17? The living God who gives us richly all things. Now, a lot of people would like to just gloss over that and say, okay, well, he gives us richly all things magically, right? Or mysteriously. God works in mysterious ways. You know why it's mysterious? Because you don't walk with him in the regular way. It's just a mystery. It's not a mystery. How? I've described it here this morning. How is God going to bring those things, all things, to you? There's one way. It's by speaking his words. It's by walking in agreement with him, saying. I mean, if I could get people to understand this simple concept, that there's only one God in the earth today, his name is the Holy Ghost. He's the one that Jesus sent. And there's only one way to walk with him, and that is by saying words or speaking in agreement with his words. If we get that over to people, we'd have a lot going on. All right. So the living God richly provides you with all things. Do you see that? Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God. Who's the living God? Who gives you richly all things to enjoy. How does he do it? By speaking in agreement with his words. Let's go to Psalms 103. We're almost done here. Yay, glory be to God. Psalms 103. You ever read that before? It's great. Great psalm. Psalms 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Now, many times where the Bible says forget not, it talks and uses these words, call to remembrance. When you call to remembrance, you're calling for something, right? Mm-hmm. Forget not all his benefits, who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all thy diseases, who redeems thy life from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. I like how he says, who does it? Who forgives all your iniquities? Who redeems your life from destructions? Who satisfies your mouth with good things? Who is it? Who's God in the earth today? The Holy Ghost is the one doing it. How does he do it? Because you don't forget about it. You keep talking about it. That's how you walk with him, is by speaking in agreement with his words. Are you getting this? Satisfies thy mouth with good things, and your youth is renewed. Woo! Does God renew your youth? Who God? The Holy Ghost. What if I speak the youth renewing scriptures? What's that gonna do to me? I'm gonna bring forth that out of this good temple. Amen. Right?
Yes.
Am I gonna hinder the Holy Ghost from me? He wants to be. It's part of what he does, is renew youth. Look at it throughout the scriptures. But most people are hindering him by saying stupid things, speaking against the Holy Ghost. Can you be a good temple of the Holy Ghost by speaking against him? No, you bad temple. Next time somebody says something against the Holy Ghost, just say, oh, bad temple. And they'll look at you with this, you know, strangely, but maybe you'll be able to help them out. Let's read one more verse of scripture and we'll end this. Second Chronicles 16. What am I going to read? Yes, verse 9. 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole heavens. Earth. Oh, I know who this must be talking about now. But in our dispensation, who must this be talking about? The Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. That's good news for you, because that's where you are. Right?
Yes.
Are you in the earth?
Yes.
Yeah, well, so is he. And his eyes are running to and fro. Let's see what he does. To show himself strong. Now what about the temple of God? Do you think God wants to show himself strong in his temple? I can take you to various scriptures that talk about this, him showing himself strong in his temple, glorifying himself, right? Magnify the weight of the glory of the Lord in his temple, right? To show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. How is your perfect, how is your heart going to be perfect towards the Holy Ghost? Speaking his word, speaking in accordance with his word, speaking in agreement with his word, right? Now there's one other thing that I'll just introduce here. I've talked about it many times. It's actually online. You can get it as a special offer. It's about the room of Holy Ghost worship, because one of the main things for the temple of God is to worship God. Well, if the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today, you should be worshiping the Holy Ghost as God in the earth today. And so using those words, I worship you, Holy Ghost, is one of the most perfect things. It's the fulfillment, and you know I've been over this many, many times, it's the fulfillment of where we're supposed to be, worshiping God in the earth. And so we're fulfilling all of those scriptures, all the promises of God, yes and amen. Where are the promises of God? Where do they exist? In the Holy Ghost. So when we worship him, our heart is perfect towards him, which enables him who? Him, the Holy Ghost, to show himself strong on our behalf. Right? So now we're worshiping the Holy Ghost. I worship you, Holy Ghost. We're saying his words, which means we're walking in agreement with him, which means he's able to manifest himself strong on our behalf. So he wants to show himself strong. How? Not by saying things against, but by saying things for, by agreeing with the Holy Ghost with your mouth. Holy Ghost, I worship you. I thank you that you are God in the earth today. I pray for these people right now. I ask you to put a door before them, a watch before their mouth, so that they can speak according to your words and please you, that you may be able to increase your strength in their life, and they may be strong in the earth as a temple of the living God, the Holy Ghost. We worship you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Holy Ghost of God in the earth today.